Welcome to Integrated Spine Pain and Wellness. We're here with Dr. Ashu Goyal, who is a double board certified anesthesiologist and interventional pain specialist. And each week we get together and we're talking about different topics related to chronic and acute pain, regenerative medicine, and wellness. At Integrated Spine Pain and Wellness, we are offering a new treatment to patients who are suffering from hair loss. So this can be hair loss because of hormone-related issues. It can be hair loss in men that has just happened over time, or it can be hair thinning overall, and you just want to increase the volume. So this form of regenerative medicine uses nanoparticles, and it's really a cutting-edge treatment, and we're seeing some pretty amazing results. But today I wanted to sit and talk to Dr. Ashu Goyal and have him kind of describe exactly what this treatment is and how it can help somebody who's experiencing significant or even just minor hair loss. So Dr. Goyal, can you explain exactly what are nanoparticles and what is happening when we're using this treatment on somebody who is experiencing hair loss?
Sure. Well, nanoparticles, as it relates to what we're specifically talking about in regenerative medicine, are basically compounds and components that are found in amniotic fluid. So okay. The fluid that surrounds a developing fetus and nourishes the fetus and keeps it healthy and viable. So we're able to extract the amniotic fluid from this tissue, and we're able to extract nanoparticles. Now, nanoparticles are peptides, proteins, cytokines, all these anti-inflammatory chemicals, as well as hyaluronic acid.
Okay.
Which is, many people are familiar with. We use it for knees, for treatment of knee osteoarthritis, but it's more commonly known as fillers.
Okay.
So what it does is increases collagen production and stimulates tissue growth. So when we use these nanoparticles and inject it into the scalp, they can stimulate hair follicles that may be dormant or ones that may not be fully functional to increase their growth.
Oh, okay. Now, when you were talking about hyaluronic acid, the peptides, are those things that as we age just kind of naturally diminish, and so we are basically replenishing our system with those diminished cells?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Yep. So we're just giving our cells a boost, if you will.
Okay.
A boost of, you know, very healthy energy.
Well, and I know I've had a lot of patients asking about where the tissue is actually coming from, the amniotic fluid, and, you know, wondering exactly, you know, what is basically the protocol for somebody who is a donor. And we buy all of our nanoparticles from a company that goes through an FDA clearance and has a third party background check on all of these donors. So my question for you is, you know, is the amniotic fluid that we're using, is that safe to use?
Yes, it is. So the amniotic fluid we're using comes from women who have donated their placenta after an elective C-section case.
Okay.
So these are all donated tissues from live, healthy births, and the cells are extracted from the placenta and they're sent off to a lab to be studied and tested, make sure they're free of any communicable diseases, any significant genetic defects. And once they've cleared that process, then they're put into the product that we use, which also then undergoes third-party testing.
Oh, okay.
So, and the whole process is FDA cleared.
Okay.
So the product we are using in tens of thousands of cases across the country has never had one adverse event. So
the nanoparticles is completely safe. And I know even from the meetings that I've attended, you know, they really talk about how strict they are with their donors. And they also have really gone into just how the benefits of these nanoparticles and how anti-inflammatory they are and how it can just really help to almost regenerate the hair follicle, and that's what's creating the new growth. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. And is there anybody who would not be a candidate for this process?
Yeah, I would not be a good candidate for this process because my hair follicles have pretty much shut down. Yeah. So it's like I said, with anything in regenerative medicine, it's not miracle. It's not a miracle pixie dust.
Right.
It's going to make all of us, everything heal, and you're going to all of a sudden, you know, be back to where you were decades ago. Right. So, yeah, people who have hair loss, you know, male pattern baldness, once the cells have died and the follicles have died, from my knowledge, you can't re-stimulate those
to
grow.
Right. So. Yeah. And I mean, we have seen some results, from, I mean, even the company that we buy our nanoparticles from, I mean, they have some incredible before and after pictures, and men that I normally would think would not possibly see a result. I mean, within 9 months, a large bald spot that they had in the crown of their head is now completely filled with hair. So it's pretty amazing from what I have seen, just, you know, how it's helping these people.
Sure, but I think it's important to note that results vary from person to person, and not everyone responds. So it's really important to have a consultation, sit down and talk to your provider to see if this is a good treatment option.
Now, when a patient has this treatment done, are there any side effects or anything that they should watch out for?
Well, with anything invasive, I mean, this is minimally invasive, but always, you know, watch out for any kind of skin reaction, possible infection.
Okay.
There can be some discomfort once the local anesthetic wears off.
Okay.
But overall, this tends to be a very safe treatment.
Okay.
So essentially no harm is done with this treatment, but results may vary.
Okay, got it. And is it a painful procedure?
Well, the scalp is a really sensitive area.
Okay.
So, you know, as we do, we apply a topical anesthetic, but that minimizes the discomfort. But, you know, it still can be a little uncomfortable.
Okay. And, I mean, it's fairly, I mean, you're going in, what, at about 2 millimeters into the scalp, so.
Very superficial.
It's very superficial. Yeah. So is there, you know, any bleeding or anything that's happening?
There can be some bleeding, but it tends to be minimized because we're not injecting deep into the scalp where the rich blood supply is. I mean, the scalp is a very vascular structure.
Okay.
And so there is a potential for bleeding, but, you know, we are rather superficial when we do this treatment.
Okay. And then is this covered by insurance at all?
This is not covered by insurance. So this is a cash pay procedure, as are all aesthetic procedures from my knowledge. So, well, since you're the expert in this area, in our regenerative medicine aesthetic practice, maybe you can offer us some insight into the treatment protocol.
So, as far as treatment goes, from what we have seen, usually, typically, males need about 2 treatments. And I'm going to say 2 vials because it's 2 vials of the actual serum. And that is done initially from day one, and then again, like we've talked about, it usually takes up to 9 months for somebody to see results. And then from there, typically the males can take a look at the results that they've had and go from there to see if they want to do another treatment. Okay. And also how often, you know, men can do it once a year, once every 2 years. So this isn't going to completely prevent any further hair loss. As we age, you know, the hair is going to continue to thin. So sometimes people like to do this as, you know, a maintenance, like once every year to a few years.
Okay.
And then with women, we're really seeing good results with just 1 vial, 1 treatment. And, you know, it's kind of a one and done. And then the same thing, if they want to repeat this once a year, they can, once every 2 years. We really are leaving it up to the patient to let them decide what's going to work for them.
Yeah, based on their outcome.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and based on, you know, and also based on their starting point as well. I mean, I had a patient come in a few weeks ago, and I suggested that we only use one vial on his scalp because his thinning wasn't as significant as it normally is. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think that he really needed to. I thought he will see results. And I communicated that with him as well. If he doesn't see significant growth within the 6 to 9 month mm-hmm. mark, then we can do another vial if he wishes and, you know, go from there.
Great.
So, yeah. So it is interesting. I mean, we are seeing some incredible results from all of these, you know, new modern technology and things that normally, I mean, you think about amniotic fluid and even, you know, people are talking even about the placenta and how normally that's discarded, but there's so many health benefits that and anti-inflammatory properties that are being found in, you know, this tissue.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're just touching the tip of the iceberg with this.
Yeah, it really is amazing. So if you are somebody that has thinning hair and you're interested and talking to us more, scheduling a consultation with myself. I'm Nikki. I do all of our wellness and regenerative aesthetics at Integrated Spine Pain and Wellness. I would be happy to sit down and talk with you and give you a little bit more information on what this procedure is all about, kind of the cost that you're looking at, and really if you would be a candidate for this procedure. You can go to our website, www.ispwscottsdale.com, to find our phone number and also more information about this procedure. And you can contact our front desk to schedule your next consultation. So thank you so much for joining. And Dr. Goyle, thank you for answering our questions, my questions. And stay tuned for further topics and segments.